views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
You mean to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Clouds!
King of Crap!
The Colossus of Clouds! The Colossus of Clouds!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're back. We've switched times now. We're on 8 to 9 a.m., until September, when Jeff Meller's fantasy football show starts back up, then we'll move back to 7. But from now till September 4th, we're on 8 to 9 Central Time every Sunday morning on the ESPN AM radio channel and the ESPN app. So you can give us a call at 312-332-3776. With a question about a value of a collectible, if you want to just tell us what you have, if you want us to give an estimate of what your item might sell for in a current auction, we'll try to do that for you. You can tweet a picture of an item. T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. If we use that on the show, you'll get in the drawing. We're giving away a box of 2016 Donruss baseball to one tweeter or one caller. It seems like it just feels to me like we were lost in Einstein's gravitational waves for a couple of months. Because doesn't it seem like we just didn't even skip a week here? But
sure.
Yeah, so it's good to be back with you guys. ERC Delivery, Huggins and Scott Auction are the main sponsors. And then we have the Historic Autograph Company and Art and Frame from Naperville as sponsors on the show also. So it's great to be back. And we definitely weren't lost in those waves, because Huggins and Scott had an auction in February that really did well. I know a couple of the guys that brought items through T-Crown that I sent to Huggins and Scott, John's brother Ron, his collection went over $4,000, what he was hoping to get. He called from, he had moved to Georgia. He was giddy about it. That Notre Dame sideline jacket, wow, where there was a letter from Newt Rockne that Notre Dame had given us that showed Newt Rockne ordering the 36 jackets, that went $2,900, and he was ecstatic about it. So it was a great auction. You had that another one that did really well. There was a bunch. But that football from the greatest game ever played, the 1958 NFL Championship game, touchdown pass thrown from Unitas to Raymond Berry, if you include buyer's premium, went for $62,000. Bill, that had a lot of publicity in your area, didn't it?
Oh, it sure did. A lot of the news sources picked that up, especially the Baltimore Sun, which was, I think, very instrumental in getting that thing promoted out there.
Yeah, that was awesome. And I know he was happy with it. I would imagine you'll be getting some more items from him in the future. Now, there's a May auction coming up for Huggins and Scott, where if you go to HugginsandScott.com, there's already items up there, some really good stuff up there already. There's a 1952 Topps card number 311, Mickey Mantle Topps rookie card graded PSA 5 with a miscut, MC, where there's part of the other card on the back. That's going to go for huge money, a 5 on. That's one of the all-time big cards now. That's like right up there with the Honus Wagner in popularity. Doesn't quite go that price, but do you have any estimates what that might go for, Bill?
I think that thing has a good shot in the $30,000 range or so.
Oh, boy, that would be something. 30
yeah.
grand for
that card's very hot lately. It's gone from I think an eight recently sold for $500,000.
Oh, my gosh. Just think how many guys, I hear this so often at Triple Crown in Naperville, guys will come in and go, I'm pretty sure I had that, but we threw it out when I went to the service or went to college or whatever.
People thinking, can I make it a time machine that would actually work, you know, go back in time, you know?
I would actually go and get on that boat where they were going to dump all the 52 tops into the ocean. Yep. Didn't they do that, Bill? Where it went on some, like liner, and they took it out to the ocean and dumped it because they weren't selling at the time. I'd stop that boat. Stop that boat! I'm getting on that thing. I'm going to get those cards, and then you can go wherever you want. We have a caller. Mike from Orland Park is on the line. Mike, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing great.
Got a question for you. It's a when they built the new Comiskey Park.
Yeah,
it's the front. It's the blueprint. It's the front blueprint
of the new Comiskey Park.
Yes,
the original.
So now U.S. Cellular. It's the original blueprint of the Comiskey Park, of the new Comiskey Park.
Huh. Now, how many of those would have been made? Was there just one, or were there 100 of them? Do you know?
Me? No, I have no clue. All I know is someone's got it from the actual, they were working on the U.S., well, now U.S. Cellular, and just happened to vanish.
What do you think, Bill? Is there any value to a blueprint like that for a stadium?
Well, yeah, Mike, they probably actually made dozens of those. Different contractors would have them based on which part of the stadium that they were are scheduled to work on and everything. I have seen some of those, and I want to say we may have even sold some blueprints, probably not from the new Comiskey, but from old, I think, Griffith Stadium in D.C. we had 1 year ago. And they'll bring $300 to $500 or more, you know, depending on how complete they are and what condition they're in. And, you know, is it the whole stadium or is it just parts of it? And things like that. But no, there is significant interest in those.
So if he wanted to send that in to Huggins and Scott for a future auction, is that something you think you'd want to try?
I'd be happy to give it a try. I do not think we've had one of those before, and I love selling something for the first time.
All right. There you go, Mike. Thanks for being the first caller of the return.
Yeah.
I love those extra little sound effects.
Absolutely.
You know, Bill, Vince and I had a fantasy baseball draft this week, and Vince had the third pick overall in the first round, went with your guy Bryce Harper.
Yep.
And I had the 10th guy in the first round and went with your guy Manny Machado. I think, I don't know what's going on. Are you, if you got one, I'm sure you picked a Cub or a White Sox first, right?
Well, actually, we had our draft. Josh and I have a team together. We do it. And we had the 9th pick, and we took Machado at the 9th pick.
Oh, yeah, see, go. I got there him 10th. Go. Yeah, I like Machado a lot.
I didn't think Harper was going to last to 3. I was hoping to get Goldschmidt.
He was number 1 in our draft.
You know, and when you look at the stats from last year, just on a 5x5 category, you know, sometimes it would be fun to get in a fantasy baseball league that had advanced stats, you know, where you're doing like OPS and all that stuff. But in the old-fashioned stats that they use for that, Harper was probably number 1 offensively last year.
I was happy to get him at 3. When I
saw that, I thought, oh, Vince is going to be. It didn't take you long to make that pick.
I was hoping to get some picks.
Well, Vince, who went 1 and 2? I guess it was Trout
and then Goldschmidt.
Right?
Trout, Goldschmidt, and then Harper. I would like to try to get some of the top pitching, but somebody here in the studio just took it all, you know.
They fell into my lap. I was planning on taking a pitcher second and then going off on, you know, doing some other hitters or whatever, but Scherzer was available second. I took, there's another one, Bill's guy.
Yep.
I took him. And then third and fourth, I got Greinke and Keuchel. I couldn't not take him.
Keuchel's
I had to
the one
do
that
it.
Hurt me.
I love
Keuchel. Keuchel's getting back to me. And you just took him away from me.
I hope he's as good this year because he was so good last year and kind of under the radar. People never talk about
reminds
him.
Reminds me of Tom Glavine, the way he pitches. You
right.
Know?
He's really
sinker, outside corner.
Yeah, just keeps hitting it. Yeah.
Yep.
So I can't wait. The season starts today. We're back on the air. Springtime is here. Yesterday was snowing, blowing sideways, about 50-mile-an-hour winds, and you would have thought, who would have thought it? But sure enough, it's springtime, and Baseball starts today. Now, the number here is 312-332-3776. You can give us a call with a question about the value of an item. We'll try to give you an estimate of what it might sell for in a current auction. And you can tweet me an item. I've got a couple of things here. If you tweet a picture of an item, at TCrownTom is my Twitter ID. If we use it on the show, you'll get in the drawing. We're giving away a 2016 Donruss baseball box. I had to do a baseball box with baseball season starting today.
Either that or golf, because of Justin Johnson today. You know, celebration.
Yeah. Okay. Here. Before we get, let me talk about the Twitter first. Okay. We had Superman Todd sent something, and this actually, I think this, it might even have been this one or one just like this. He sent a picture of a General George Armstrong Custer signed bank check from 1872. And I saw one a few years ago, like 3 years ago, sold in a Huggins and Scott auction for like $4,000.
Nice.
And they were playing baseball. I don't know if the exact day of Custer's last stand, but that week baseball was being played. Isn't that something?
That's amazing.
That the Custer's last stand's going on. It's like, play ball, let's go, you know, but yeah.
I think Cubs were in first place back then.
in the 1800s, they were big.
Yeah.
Now, this year, a lot of people are predicting them. There was a big talk at T-Crown yesterday whether they could win 100 games or not, and I'd be figuring less, but a lot of guys think they'll win 100 or more.
As long as they get to the playoffs, then, you know, anything can happen.
Yeah. Now, if you bring a picture of an item into Triple Crown in Naperville, Dwayne brought in a picture. This was kind of a neat photo. It's Bob Uecker and Joe Garagiola together and double signed. I thought that was actually, Joe Garagiola passed away recently. He was real good friends with Yogi Berra, who also died.
Didn't they grow up across the street from each other as kids?
I think they did, and then both ended up being catchers in the major leagues. Yep. And actually, Garagiola went on to be a Game of the Week baseball announcer and was really good at that. I think
great personality. Just a very likable person.
So this is a pretty neat picture with the two of them having signed it. So, what would you think that would go for, Bill? Uecker and Garagiola double signed photo. You think that's in the 50 to 100 range?
Oh, I would say easily, but probably not a whole lot more than that.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so either. You know, it's a good one to hang on a wall in a bar or something as a conversation piece, too.
In the middle of a dartboard.
Yeah, right.
Well, if you don't like the Yankees, then maybe, you know, part of that's true.
Yeah, right. So the number here is 312-332-3776. We're on till 9, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Now, in the February Huggins and Scott auction, some of the things that we were talking about in the months leading up in November and December, I'll give some values of things that they actually ended in auctions, and then talk about some of the things that are coming up in the May. The bidding on your May auction, it goes from the 9th to the 19th of May, correct, Bill?
Yep, that's starting and ending.
And if somebody wants to, if they go to your website, HugginsandScott.com, and they want to bid on something, they can just go to your website to sign up for it? Is that how it works, or call in to you guys?
Yep. They can do A or B. They can call in, we can register them, or it can all be done online through our just register for the auction, click on that, and fill out the necessary information, and it can all be done.
Okay, well, it's time for a short break now. The number is 312-332-3776. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning now from 8 to 9 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. We're giving away this week a box of 2016 Donruss baseball to one caller, or if you tweet me a picture of an item, T Crown Tom's my Twitter ID, and we use it on the show, you'll get in the drawing. And ERC Delivery, the on-demand delivery company, will deliver it free of charge right to your door, whoever wins the item. Bill, speaking of Albert Einstein, which of course we were earlier in the show, I looked through the auction history archive of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Listen to the prices on this. In 2009, a 2007 Sweet Spot Classic Mystery Cuts Albert Einstein autograph, one of one, sold for $2,185. Nice. And then listen to this. Albert Einstein signed and framed vintage photograph, $4,147.50. That would have looked good in a frame by Art and Frame in Naperville,
there
by
you
the
go,
way.
For
and
sure.
She does offer a 10% discount, yep, to anyone who listens to the show and tells her that Art and Frame in Naperville.
She does a great job.
If you really want a high quality frame, that's where you want to go for sure. So that's big money, Bill. I didn't realize Albert Einstein went for that much. Of course, there's a lot about Albert Einstein I don't know. All right. I guess, is Bill even back here with us? Yeah, okay. Well, we have a caller here. Andrew from Chicago is on the line. What's going on, Andrew? What do you have?
I got a signed paint Manny hat from about 4.5 years ago when he had his neck surgery when he played with the Colts.
Okay.
A hat and signed jersey as well.
Okay, now the jersey isn't a game worn jersey.
It's a replica.
It's a Colts jersey. I would think for the hat and the jersey, you're probably in the maybe $400 range. Bill Huggins, are you with us?
Yep. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay. What do you think? A Colts signed hat and a Colts signed jersey by Peyton Manning.
Well, you're probably looking in for the two of them around 500 to 800.
Yeah, so he's thinking even higher than I am. So that combo would be a good Huggins and Scott auction combo if he wanted to sell it with you, Bill?
Oh, sure. I mean, I kind of have a funny feeling Peyton Manning stuff is going to kind of take a little hit lately since he's not sort of playing. That kind of happens to everybody once they retire, but there's still a lot of Peyton Manning fans out there, and we'll be leading all the way up to his Hall of Fame induction in 5 years.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, really, all the great years he had, and then that Super Bowl, he really didn't play that well, and he gets his Super Bowl win. His sports is just crazy with stuff like that.
Well, the team won the game.
They didn't have to do much. That
there.
Defense was just incredible.
They stopped Newton.
Yeah. Yeah, they really did, and what a year Cam Newton had, too.
Absolutely.
So thanks for the call, Andrew. Okay, now I got another. My Twitter ID is T Crown Tom. Jeff from Highland through Twitter. Okay, these are, it's a signed cutout. It's a face cutout of Frank Thomas in an A's hat signed and Ozzie Guillen in a White Sox hat signed. they're kind of on a tilt here, too. It's a kind of a crazy look to them. But I don't know. I think the two of them, if they're authenticated already, I don't know, somewhere in the $50 to $100 range, don't you think, Bill, for those two?
Yeah, I think you're looking at possibly a limited audience on those. But
yeah, I don't know about Frank in an A's cap. That would be kind of like Jordan in a Wizards jersey. You just don't, you know, as the farther they get away from retirement, the less you remember that you still kind of think of Frank as a White Sox. But Ozzie with the White Sox hat on is good. I wonder if Ozzie Guillen's ever going to make it back into managing.
Hmm.
You know, it doesn't seem like it, but you never know. I hope.
I have no comment on White Sox stuff. You know?
Yeah, right.
I'm stuck in my Cubs Washington Nationals. And LCS this coming
year. You have to be pretty
year.
Happy with Madden as the manager
Absolutely.
Of the Cubs.
Yep, for sure.
Okay, now some other items in the February Huggins and Scott auction. A PSA 6 Jackie Robinson 1948 Leaf rookie card sold for $3,704. Now, if you're not familiar with what PSA 6 means, PSA and SGC are the two main vintage card grading companies. And basically, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10's the best, 1's the lowest. So a 6 on a 48 card is a very nice grade for a card. That went for $3,700. Here's another thing they do with card grading that's really gotten big the last few years. There was a 1953 Bowman Color baseball set, all graded with a weighted grade point average of 5.5. So that's a, what would that be, roughly excellent, a little better than excellent, average condition, I guess. And it's number one, number 21 on the PSA registry. That set sold for $8,723. Wow. Now, Bill, that's number 21 in the rankings. What would you think a number 1, 2, or 3, for instance, on a 53 Bowman Color baseball set? If you had, for instance, the number 1 ranked set, what, I mean, is the sky the limit on what that would go for in an auction?
That would be the exact way I would have described it. I mean, you're looking at hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, it's amazing. That could crack the million amount. The guys
wouldn't surprise anybody. I mean, it would depend on what that grade was and sort of how many nines or tens were in this lot or something.
Yeah.
But you could have the number one set could literally have dozens, if not more, of the best card on the planet. So, you know.
I wonder who originally came up with that idea for the registry. That was a good idea. And then what happens is some high-grade commons on vintage sets can go for a lot of money. Let's say it's a nobody, but you got one that's graded a 10, and it's the only 10 that's out there. I mean, that could go for hundreds or more in the right set if the right guy needs it to boost his set. Moves them up a spot or something, you know what I mean? If it's
real
close. Well,
it's probably the right 7 or 8 or 10 guys needed.
Yeah.
They get to fight each other out.
Yeah.
For it. Yeah,
right. And they have money usually if they're that high in the rankings, so it can really go for a lot of money. But that registry's a good idea. I was thinking that it would be neat to try to find some smaller set, like a Topps game set from 68 or one of those and get on the registry with something like that just to get...
Just to have it.
Yeah, I'm on the registry.
Yep, that's right.
I'm number 800 on
but
the...
But you're on. You're on the registry.
Yeah, but I'm on the registry. So I guess you even get a ranking, Bill, even if you don't have every card graded in the set. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think... I don't know if this is 100% true, but I think you can get on with one card out of a set, you know. And
okay,
you're probably very low on the totem pole, but... yeah, they rank them all the way down to very small partial set.
I'm going to see if I can get in the 65 top set rankings then.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll get my one graded card in there, and I'm in.
Yep.
I wonder what I would be ranked with that. Let's say you had an 8 of a pretty good guy, and you were on the, maybe, you know, be in the top 100. I don't know how many would even be on that. I guess I would.
Oh, no, you could add a few zeros to that.
There's a lot of guys in that have sets from... I guess there would be from the main sets, huh?
Yeah, the staple sets.
Yeah.
You're going to have hundreds and hundreds. But
but
you can pick an oddball set, you know.
I just sent in a real nice 1964 Topps coin Roberto Clemente. Because this thing, I don't... Number one, I kind of want to see how they grade them. I've never seen one graded in person. But this thing, I don't know how it could be any nicer than this coin was. It was centered on the front, clean. It looked brand new. I guess those came, what, one per pack maybe in 1964, I think. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, I think they were in the 5th and 6th series.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay. I kind of like those. And PSA, I think, is the only company that grades the coin, so I thought I'm going to test it out, see how it gets. If I get like a 6, I'll never get one graded again because this thing, got to be at least an 8. It has to
be. That's from 64?
1964 Topps
coin. Cool year.
Yeah.
Awesome
In the 60s, there were so many big-name Hall of Famers. Yeah, without a doubt. You know, football cards have gotten big the last probably 10 years. Fantasy football might have a big part in that. just the popularity overall of football is so huge. And I was looking at today's Tribune, and Brad Biggs shows four quarterbacks in his first round. Now, I look at NFLDraftScout.com. When the products are out, like Leaf has some really nice 2016 autographed draft pick products out. And NFL Draft Scout ranks each position in order, top to bottom, and then predicts what round they'll go on. And they usually will have Jared Goff and Carson Wentz as the first two quarterbacks in the first round. But Brad Biggs had Paxton Lynch from Memphis going number 15 to the Rams, and Connor Cook from Michigan State going 31st to the Broncos. If there's four first-round quarterbacks, that's really good for football cards, especially if a couple of them play and play well early in the year.
I know we split some of the Leaf metal cards from this year's products.
So they're nice.
You think the Bears can get any of these quarterbacks to step it up a little bit?
I thought that if Paxton Lynch or Connor Cook were available in the second round, that they might look at doing that. It wouldn't even shock me if they picked a quarterback in the first round. Like, let's say Goff or Wentz were there, or if they really like Paxton Lynch.
Yep.
He has said if he'll pick whoever, he'll pick a quarterback if he thinks it's the best guy, whatever the round is. But I wouldn't mind seeing him getting one in the first or second round. Second round, if they could get Lynch or Cook, I'd be real happy with that. But then those guys, like I'm sitting on an autograph numbered to 10 or 20. One or the other is numbered to 10 from Leaf Ultimate or Leaf Metal Draft, and of Connor Cook and Paxton Lynch. I thought, I'm going to wait and see who they go to. If the Bears happen to get them, I'll keep one maybe. But if they go to somebody else, then the week of the draft, people will really be bidding on that stuff. So it's fun to, it's kind of fun to speculate with the cards, and it makes you feel more a part of the draft also. So it's, I think it's going to be a good year for football cards, just having two that high. But if four are in the first, I mean, that's going to be huge. So, now the number here is 312-332-3776. We're on from 8 to 9 a.m. Central Time on AM 1000 radio and also on the ESPN app. You can call us with a question about the value of your collectibles, and we'll have a drawing each week. This week we're giving away a 2016 Donruss baseball box. It's opening day for baseball. We got to give away a baseball box this week. And Vince will do a drawing at the end of the show, and whoever wins, it'll be delivered free of charge by ERC Delivery right to your door. So if you give us a call at 312-332-3776 with the item, you get in the drawing, and it's as easy as that. And then you can tweet a picture of an item. T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. If you tweet an item and we use it on the show, you'll also get in the drawing. So it's really something to be back, this 8 to 9 time. Now, we're on 8 to 9 until September. We used to be on 7 to 8 every week. We're on 8 to 9 till September when Jeff Miller's fantasy football show starts back up around the 10th of September. We'll move back to the 7 to 8 time slot. But this is nice having the 8 to 9 slot
for a while. And that extra hour of sleep helps,
too.
Yeah,
it is. And I think there's more cars on the road for sure.
Yeah, I noticed that, too.
Yeah. So the number's 312-332-3776. It's time for a short break. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every week now from 8 to 9 a.m. Central Time on ESPN AM 1000 Radio and the ESPN app. And you can give us a call at 312-332-3776 with a question about the value of an item, and you'll be in the drawing. We're giving away a 2016 Donruss baseball box this week. It's opening day for baseball. Baseball game's on all day today, so we had to give away a baseball box to one caller or tweeter. Mike tweeted, T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. Mike tweeted me a picture. I'm not sure if what this is from, but he's got, Bill, a Stan Musial signed bat rack, COA TriStar. Have you ever seen that sell or what that's going
well,
for?
I'd like to see a picture of it. I mean, does this hold one bat or multiple bats?
It looks like it's got five slots maybe for bats. I don't know if it's how old this is. Mike, if you can tell us how old it is and maybe how many were produced or how you got it, that might help with the value of it. But just looking at it, I'm thinking that's got to maybe be $75 or $100 at least. It's kind of cool. It looked good in T-Crown on the shelf, I think. So I always kind of think of things that way. Jeff from Midway's on the line. Jeff, welcome to the show. What do you have?
Hey, good morning, guys. I have an oversized poster from a bus stop. It's Mike Tyson Mysteries, the cartoon. It's signed by Mike, inscription TKO, and it has his Hall of Fame date.
Okay, now this was a bus stop poster.
Yeah, it's a bright orange poster. It has Mike Tyson as a cartoon character with a pigeon on top of his head, and it's oversized, maybe like 40 by something. It's a real large rare item. Really hard to try to frame.
Okay, now the story of how you got this could be the most interesting thing about it. Were you just waiting for the bus and decided to take that under the bus with you, or what'd you do?
No, I actually have a contact that actually puts the posters up and takes them down.
Oh.
So I actually just, yeah.
Wow. Well, Bill, I'm guessing you've never had that in an Huggins Scott auction, but I'll let you make an estimate on that one. I think it's pretty cool. If you can actually tweet me a picture of it, Jeff, T Crown Town is my Twitter ID. I'd love to see a picture of it. But Bill, you want to give a blind estimate on that, baby?
Well, I mean, I don't know, Jeff, how many of these are out there and how many of them are actually signed. I can't imagine too many, but, God, I can't imagine that to the right person, you can't be talking several hundred dollars or more, you know. I mean, easily, it could be 300 to 500, could be more. It's just on one-of-a-kind things that the first time they come up for auction, it's the world telling us what it's worth.
So what did you say? It's 40 inches by 40 inches? What size is it?
It's got to be at least 40 by 27. I mean, it's oversized, and it just, you know, I like to collect rare things, but it's just a pain in the butt to actually try to frame things like this because it's very, very costly.
Yeah, it would be costly, but it would really look good in a frame if you want, you know, if you want to put the money into it. That would be, it sounds like it would be awesome, but if you send me a picture, I'd love to see it. And now if you're going to auction it with Huggins and Scott, you're better off to not frame it because that would be expensive to ship. You know, just how would he do it? Just roll it up maybe and pack around it, Bill, as far as shipping it?
As long as it's, a thinner stock type item that could be rolled, in a nice tube and everything. We've shipped a lot of posters and artwork and things like that it's much easier to do that than to ship framed items. Framed items were meant to be taken from art and frame in Naperville to your house and put on your wall rather than mail.
That's exactly right. So, but that's neat. If you do decide to auction it, Bill would be interested, and I'd love to see a picture of it. T-Crown Tom's my Twitter ID. Next on the line, we have Kelsey from Oswego. What's up, Kelsey?
Not too much. Been in your store quite a few times. Great store.
Thank you.
Hey!
That's what I always think when somebody walks in.
That never gets old. Yeah. Jack, say hey. Never gets old.
All right, I've got a Hank Aaron paperback book signed by Hank Aaron from in the 70s. Unfortunately, I'm on the road. I don't have the book in front of me.
Okay, it's a paperback signed by Aaron. I would think that's still got to be it. It's not on the cover. It's inside, I take it?
No, it's actually on the cover.
Oh, it is on the cover. Huh. What do you think, Bill, on a paperback signed by Aaron?
And it's PSA 10A certified.
A couple of $100 maybe on its best day.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking maybe, you know, somewhere in the $100 to $200 range. So that might be more of like an eBay auction item or a store display. I would put it in at T-Crown if you wanted to put it on consignment, just because I think that'd be neat to have for a month or two to see if anybody's interested. But
there's a couple of autograph books of his going for about a $125, yeah. $140.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, so neat item. They're probably not a Huggins and Scott auction, though, right, Bill?
Well, maybe if we found something to put with it, yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go. You have any other Aaron items, like a PSA 9 rookie or something like that?
There you go.
Yeah. Kelsey, you there? I guess Kelsey is not on the line anymore. We have Neil from LaGrange is here, though. What do you have, Neil? What's new?
Hey, how are you, man? Listen to your show. Love it.
Great, thanks.
Great. Hey, I got a Mini Minoso. It's a Heartland miniature. It was won at a minor league baseball game. It's him in a New York Cubans uniform. It's a miniature, and it's signed by Mini Minoso.
Oh, now a miniature. What year was that produced, do you know?
I think 2008.
Oh, so that's really a new one. Yeah, because I've never seen those.
It's beautiful. I mean, it really is. It's something to see.
The old Heartlands from the late 50s, early 60s do real well. Huggins and Scott has auctioned quite a few of them. But, Bill, what do you think on a mini Minoso?
I had a couple times.
Yeah. Minoso's signatures aren't real valuable because he was such a great guy. He signed a lot of stuff. But I bet there's not a ton of those out there. You think 50, 75 maybe on that, Bill?
Yeah, I mean, Mini Minoso has a very classic signature. His signature is very attractive. I mean, he takes his time. It's not just M/M/ or whatever. So
yeah, it's a nice signature.
His signature does display well. I don't know that this thing couldn't be $100 or more on its best day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's cool.
It is beautiful.
I have a 55 Bowman baseball card. Those are the ones that look like the TV set signed by Mini Minoso, actually, that I like that quite a bit. So, yeah, that's neat. Thanks for the call. Okay, we've got Mike on. He doesn't know the age of the three bats could be placed in the item. Well, this is with the Stan Musial, along with two baseballs, I guess it is. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I see that. Yeah, I'm thinking that would probably be at least 100 if I had it at T-Crown. So that's a pretty neat item. Dave from Lockport's online. What do you have there, Dave?
Hey, guys, I've got about, 6 to 8 individually wrapped packages of 1992 and 1993 unopened Topps baseball cards. Are they worth anything?
Boy, ouch. You know, when unopened packs is really a good thing, 1992 Topps, not so good because they made so many of them. But the unopened pack market is just gone through the roof. For instance, here's a 1960 Topps rack pack that was priced 29 cents that went, it had a face and Wilhelm, actually this is kind of a neat, in the Huggins and Scott auction, Fork and Knuckler is the headline for that card. But that card was showing, that went for $2,600 in the February, that one pack went for $2,600 in the February Huggins and Scott auction.
Wow.
And you have another rack pack in coming up in May, don't you, Bill? Or do you have maybe more than one from 1960?
I think we have two more different ones coming up for the May auction, yes.
I saw one of them has the infamous Al Steiglitz rookie showing. I looked up Al. Poor Al. Well, he never made it to the majors, I don't think. It didn't look like he had any stats. But he's got a baseball card, and we're talking about
That's
him
right.
now,
That's
so I guess
right.
I'm not going to say
yes.
Poor Al. That's pretty neat. You know, what the heck? But you also have, I saw, a 1957 Topps PSA 7 unopened wax pack with a $500 minimum bid in the May upcoming auction. Bill, I think 57 Topps packs have to go for a ton.
Oh, yeah. This one, it's hard to tell. I guess when they graded it, they couldn't tell the series. But a couple auctions ago, we had another 57 pack that they could tell that it was second series, which has the mantle possibility.
Oh, geez.
So they and I think that went for like $6,500 or $7,500 in the auction.
Wow. Man. Just for one pack, isn't that something?
That's amazing.
That's why I'm
but
going.
But you know Vince would open it, right?
Yeah.
You know, if it was right in front of me and I had the money, I don't know if I could resist.
If we hop into the time tunnel and go back to 52, we could open one
That's
box, right.
right,
from the 52 Topps.
In one sitting.
We'd open one box, and then the rest, we'd have to auction the rest of them.
We'd have to do another split.
Now, next week is the Masters, okay?
Yes.
So that's going to be big for our fantasy golf. But in the May Huggins and Scott auction, there's a Type 1 1923 U.S. Open News Service photo with Bobby Jones and Gene Sarazen that's signed by Sarazen, taken at Inwood Golf Club the day before Bobby Jones won his first major. They're walking over the bridge. It's really a cool-looking photo. Type 1, Bill, that's the one. If it's Type 1, that means it was printed within a year of when it was actually taken also, right, Bill?
Yes, I believe that's one of their main criteria,
But Bobby Jones, actually, he won 13 majors, and he helped design Augusta and co-founded the Masters. So, you know, he was huge in the development of golf in its day. And Bobby Jones' items sell for a lot. That'll be interesting to see what that Type 1. Now, Bobby Jones didn't sign the photo, but Gene Sarazen, he's got to be in the Hall of Fame also. Another big-name golfer did sign it. So that'll be interesting to see what that goes for. Nick from Oak Forest is on the line. Thanks for waiting, Nick. What do you have?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a few years ago, I acquired the newspaper clipping from when Michael Jordan was drafted from the Bulls in 84. And I've never seen a piece like it. And I mean, it's a newspaper clipping, so it can be relatively common, not knowing how many they
printed. Yeah, not worth a ton, but that type of thing, to me, is a neat thing to get framed just for a conversation piece in your house, like if you have a bar room or a place where you like to entertain in your house. It can make a real neat-looking piece, but not a lot of value. Are there any newspapers at all that you can think of that go back in history, maybe going back to, I guess if you went back to the 1800s, some of the real old stuff, but anything you can think of, Bill, that really goes for any money from newspapers?
I've never really had much luck with newspapers, and I think the main reason being is newspapers have always been very, very cheap, very, very affordable. Nickels, dimes, pennies, up to maybe 50 cents or a dollar. So they're things that people can buy and save rather than having to spend hundreds of dollars or tens or twenties of dollars on a collectible that just would cost much more than that.
So, right.
And if he could find a way to get Michael Jordan to sign that little clipping, that would be
Now that really would be something. Jordan never goes to the card shows, does he, Bill, where he never signs there? But if you know he's going to be somewhere and signing, that would be a neat item to take. Then that would add quite a bit of value. Then you're talking hundreds for that one, maybe over a grand on that one.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for the help.
Yeah, and Nick, now we know you're going to be on the hunt for Michael Jordan.
You know, eBay's got a clipping from a newspaper, 1984, with Jordan and Akeem, a little clipping here. It's at $2 on eBay with 5 days left.
Unless you want to spend the money for a real nice frame the frame's going to be worth much more than the item, but it'll look cool and be a neat conversation piece.
And if you put it in with something else in that frame as part of a larger piece,
could
then
look good.
You know, help it.
Talk to Agatha at Art and Frame in Naperville. We had in Historic Autographs, Bill had this, what do they call it? Celebrity 3, I guess, where it's one celebrity cut signature. And they also had some athletes in there. And Vince got one, and he gave me a hint of, what was your hint? Who was it that I knew, or you met him?
Yesterday?
No, this was a few weeks ago. Remember, it was a baseball player that you had.
Yeah, the clue was I met him.
Yeah, right. And I knew right away it was Stan Musial. When did you meet him again? It was one of your first deliveries, right?
First year of ERC, the first summer, I had the Major League Baseball. I would collect the home game tape for the Cubs and the White Sox and have to take it to the airport and ship it out. So I could park where the ball players parked and the umpire. So I would do it myself.
Yeah.
And I was there a little early, and I'm talking to this wonderful lady who was so nice. And she's like, oh, you got to meet my husband. And he's doing the seventh inning stretch or the take me out to the ball game. And then here he comes, and she's like, Stan, you got to meet him. And then
did you recognize him right away when he walked up?
And his big old hand to my hand. But that was my Stan Musial story.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, he was supposedly just a great
real nice guy.
Really good guy.
And he asked me, any relation to Roberto? And I'm like, no.
Yeah. Boy, Roberto Clemente, me, is still the most exciting player I've ever seen play. I say that pretty much every year. Yep. But there's some really exciting players now, don't get me wrong.
Absolutely.
But there was something about Clemente, the way he did everything, that just really exciting. We've got Zach from Schaumburg's on the line. We got you right on. Zach, what do you have?
Hey, guys, how's it going? Happy first day at baseball.
Yes.
I have a actual baseball signed by a couple Yankees guys. It seems there's probably about 12, 13 signatures on there. It's actually, like, Derek Jeter has a signature on there, Roger Clemens, a couple other signatures. So, well, I was just trying to get the value on it.
Well, anytime you have a Yankee ball from the last 20 years and Jeter's on it, that's a good thing. Bill, what would you recommend for him? If it's all from one team, should he try to fill that out and try to get around 20 from that team, or leave it the way it is?
Well, I mean, like you said, the number 20 is usually what most collectors deem a team ball from a specific team. So, yeah, if they're all from one team, if they're just random Yankees who played over a certain era, the more you could get, the better. But if he's got, you know, the Jeter and, you know, I think he said Clemens and who knows who else, maybe Rivera's on there and stuff, your Posada, you could be talking 300 to 500 as it sits right now.
Yeah, it's very good now and could only be better, I guess. A 1961 Yankees team signed ball with no clubhouse signatures. A lot of times the old signed baseballs, there's mixed in with clubhouse guys signed some of the names. With an average 7 to 8, went for $6,300 in the February Huggins Scott auction. So some of those team signed balls can do real well. We only have time for one more here. John from the South Side, if you can make it real quick, what do you have?
Larry Bird signed Bulls Celtics score card from the program.
Okay, from the early 80s?
I'm trying to see. I would say late 80s, maybe.
Okay, well, that's probably in the $100 range. Quick story. I was at a playoff game with Bulls and Celtics. It was in the old stadium. We're sitting in the upper deck, which hung right over it. And the Bulls made a run. This is before Jordan, so the Bulls weren't very good. But they made a run at the end of the third quarter. The crowd was going as loud as you could ever hear. Starting the fourth quarter, Bird hits I think they had a three-point line at the time. If not, it was a long point, long shot, just with the crowd going crazy, and it went, you could hear a pin drop after he made that shot. So Larry Bird was definitely clutch.
He tended to do that a lot.
Yeah, time to do the drawing, Vince.
Mike from Orland Park, you're this week's winner, so email me your address, vince@ercdelivery.com, and I'll set up delivery at your convenience free of charge.
Well, we already made it through our first show. We're on 8 to 9 every Sunday morning now on AM 1000 Radio and the ESPN app, so you can hear us every Sunday until September, when we'll move back to 7 to 8, and the fantasy football comes back at this time slot. So thanks to the sponsors, ERC Delivery, Huggins and Scott Auctions, Historic Autographs and Art and Frame, and thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great week.